Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prepare our hearts now to be in the presence of the Lord, to speak with Him. Allow Him to speak to us. So I encourage you to take some time to renew your faith, your hope, your love, your gratitude. Use your own words, just expressing to the Lord your desire, your decision to believe in Him, your awareness of His presence, your hope, your confidence in Him, your love for Him. Doing it in your own words is even more valuable than maybe listening and accompanying the speaker. So even put a pause and take some time to do so. And we'll move into the reading of the gospel. Lord, let your word speak to us. Help us to imagine it. But just help us to put ourselves in the place of the reading from Luke 17, 26 to 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they are eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained down from sky and destroyed them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot? Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed, one will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." Lord, as I imagine this dialogue with you, speaking to your disciples on the last day, reminds me of so many souls who are focused on the end times, the illumination of conscience, the rapture for our Protestant brothers and sisters, that those dramatic moments before you come or when you come. And one characteristic that's evident here, Jesus, for what you say is you draw a parallel between Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah, two great Old Testament personages and events of destruction, of purification, of recreation. Noah, of course, on a grand scale, the whole world. And you highlight the fact that no one saw it coming. Everyone was just about their duties, going about what they were about. And then, you know, Noah entered the ark because God told him it was time, and down came the water. Rain destroyed them all. The fact that we can't look at the world and those around us for cues necessarily, like, look, everyone's getting ready, must be close. It was almost like, no one really realized it except the chosen ones, like Noah. And it's really going to be us believers, Lord, who are seeing things from your perspective and are prepared, are listening. I can't look at the world. I can't look at popular culture. I can't look at others as an indication of your action and your timing. I need to be in tune and listening to you, following you, listening to your church, and looking even at nature and those other passages where you say, hey, you can see a storm's coming by looking at these physical signs, and so don't be surprised, right? So you reveal your plans to those who love and follow you, Lord, and that's the source of my trust. You're not going to let me be caught off guard if I'm listening and following you. Noah knew it was coming. That's why he built the ark. He was prepared. And the same with, you know, Lot. And he knew. He was fleeing. You told him. He was prepared. He was not living and behaving like the people in Sodom. And that's why he was spared. But his wife wasn't. Like, she looked back. She was kind of not in tune with you, not looking to where you were leading, not chasing after you, but looking back at the world around her, the world she knew. And that was her death, right? She was looking to other things other than you. And then, Jesus, you move on to just two people doing the same external activities. And one is going to be doing all those things, but presumably have their eye on you, and they're taken. And then another is doing the same things, but maybe has their eye on the world, and they're going to be left. And so if you're doing all these things, but trying to preserve your life, kind of doing everything to save and protect yourself, just a human way, you're going to be the one that loses your life. Losing those things that you grasp and want to hold on to so dearly, rather than following the Lord, listening to the Lord, being detached and letting go of all things as he asks. And then when he asks the ultimate, when he comes again, we'll be free and detached and listening and obeying, and we'll be saved like Lot and Noah. So again, it's not going to be salvation because we're looking at our neighbor as our point of reference for how to behave and judge and do. It's going to be looking at you, Lord. We'll go about all the same activities. We'll be grinding meal. We'll be sleeping. We'll be, you know, working the fields, whatever. But we're going to be doing with your heart, with an eye on you. Lord, that's our ultimate salvation, is you. Listening and following you in our day to day. So Jesus, as I head into this day, I ask you to guide me, lead me. Speak to me. Let me follow you and listen to you and respond to you. And in that way, be ready for your coming. Jesus, give me prudence, fortitude, a spiritual worldview, the heart of a follower, a disciple, so as not to be swept up in the cares and concerns of this life, but only have you and my eternity, the eternity for the souls I love, in my mind and heart. Take a time, formulate a resolution from this meditation today, a way you can live it and let it affect your thinking, your speaking, your acting today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.